The Milwaukee-based power company says it needs an extra $1.17 a month from each of its customers to cover the rising cost of coal and gas. Those prices have gone up across the board this year, and We Energies argues that's a legitimate cost to pass on to customers. But Cub Director Charlie Higley says rising fuel prices isn't the only reason the company wants a rate hike.
They're asking for money in return for an extended outage at the Point Beach nuclear power plant, and we have concerns that that outage may have been caused by mismanagement and should not be charged to ratepayers.
The company says the Point Beach shutdown was a planned one. It was needed to replace the reactor's vessel head. But Higley says utility shareholders and not ratepayers should pick up that tab. We Energy spokesperson Beth Martin disagrees, but she says the company has found ways to work with Cub at a different power plant to shift some environmental costs to shareholders. Improvements to clean up emissions at the coal-burning power plant in Pleasant Prairie will be funded with a unique environmental trust bond.
Our shareholders are foregoing the rate of return on this investment. So what we're doing is answering our customers' request to provide cleaner energy in a much more cost-effective manner for them.
Cubs Higley acknowledges the Pleasant Prairie plan is a good precedent, but he says the watchdog group will continue to urge the Public Service Commission to restrict utility rate hikes in the coming year. The commission has already approved increases for the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation and Alliant Energy. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.